Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In today's episode, we're going to unravel a series of recent cybersecurity headlines that have sent shockwaves through the digital landscape. From a ransomware attack exploiting critical vulnerabilities to sophisticated money laundering operations and ingenious scam-as-a-service schemes, our journey through these stories will reveal intricacies and challenges faced by cybersecurity professionals worldwide. First, in our threat landscape overview, our journey begins with the discovery of the Millennium Rat, specifically the version 2.4, which is lurking on GitHub. What's striking is its active development, with the version 2.5 being released recently, signaling a growing menace. Millennium Rat 2.4 isn't your run-of-the-mill malware. It boasts a formidable range of malicious capabilities, including data theft, evasion tactics, and anti-analysis measures with remote command execution. And its mission? It's to compromise user data and system integrity. The plot thickens as we reveal Millennium Rat's presence on GitHub, cleverly disguised as an educational resource while offering lifetime access for free. This exposes the ease with which malicious actors exploit platforms like GitHub. Our investigation uncovers a possible link between the Millennium Rat and open source Telegram Rat known as ToxicEyeRat. This connection highlights the adaptability of open source malicious code. Our examination uncovers a host of advanced features, including geolocation identification, configuration settings, evasion tactics, self-installation, self-destruction, and auto-start for persistence. And of course, the disconcerting ability to steal sensitive browser data and Discord tokens. The Millennium Rat takes remote control to a whole new level, offering manipulations over compromised systems. From power commands to window management, keylogging, scheduling tasks, capturing desktop screenshots, this malware communicates through the Telegram API and does it all. Jupiter InfoStealer, also known by various aliases like SolarMaker, Yeller Cockatoo, has a notorious history of employing manipulated search engine result optimization techniques and malvertising to infiltrate systems. Its primary modus operandi involves tricking users searching for popular software into downloading it from untrustworthy websites. This malware is not to be underestimated, as it possesses the ability to harvest credential, establish encrypted command and control communication, and execute arbitrary commands. The latest version of Jupiter InfoStealer takes stealthiness to a new level by using various certificates to sign the malware. This attempt to appear legitimate is merely a facade, as these fake installers unleash the infection chain upon launch. The installers initiate an interim payload, which in turn utilizes PowerShell to connect to a remote server, decode and execute the actual Stealer malware. Stealer malware, like Jupiter InfoStealer, is constantly evolving, making it easier for less skilled threat actors to enter the cybercrime scene. For instance, Luma Stealer has been updated to incorporate a loader and ability to randomly generate builds, enhancing its obfuscation capabilities. This transformation elevates it from a mere data stealer to a more malicious threat capable of executing second stage attacks, including ransomware infections. In a rather alarming revelation, Google has issued a warning about multiple threat actors who are using its calendar service as a command and control infrastructure. Yes, you heard that right. Google Calendar is being exploited by malicious actors for their sinister purposes. This is a new threat vector which comes in the form of public proof-of-concept exploit known as Google Calendar Rat. This POC, created during red teaming activities, leverages the calendar service to host a command and control infrastructure. Now, you might be wondering how this works. Well, according to the description of the POC published on GitHub, to use GRC, only a Google account is required. The script essentially creates a covert channel by exploiting event descriptions within the Google Calendar. The target device connects directly to Google, making it a challenging Layer 7 application covert channel to detect. As of now, Google has not observed the Google Calendar ad being actively used in the wild. However, a recent Threat Horizons report by Mandiant has noted that multiple threat actors have shared this public proof of exploit concept on underground forums. This illustrates an ongoing interest among cybercriminals in abusing the cloud service for their malicious activities. And what makes this abuse particularly worrisome is that GCR, when running on a compromised machine, periodically pulls the Google Calendar event description for new commands, executes those commands on the targeted device, and then updates the event description with the command output. What's more, GCR communicates exclusively via legitimate infrastructure operated by Google, making it extremely difficult for defenders to detect this suspicious activity. And in our last story of the threat landscape overview, we have ClassyScam, which is a scam as a service operation that has gained worldwide notoriety for its sophisticated approach to defrauding victims. This criminal enterprise has evolved into a well-organized pyramid scheme, enabling low-level phishers to collaborate and conduct fraudulent activities much more efficiently. In this article, we delve into the working of ClassyScam, its growth, and the tactics it employs to deceive individuals and organizations. ClassyScam was first discovered by Group IB in 2019 and has since experienced a substantial growth. Within the first year, it expanded to include 40 cybercriminal gangs and generated $6.5 million in profits. By 2021, ClassyScam's earnings had surged to $19 million, with a membership base of 38,000 individuals. This significant growth underscores the success of its business model. ClassyScam operates primarily through the encrypted messaging app Telegram. The operation involves selling scam kits to interested parties who then assume various roles within the criminal ecosystem. First, we have the workers. These individuals serve as frontline phishers, interacting directly with the victims and send them malicious links. Workers are responsible for the initial contact with potential victims and receive 70% of the profits. And then we have the callers. In the case that issues arise, such as the need for customer support or payment difficulties, callers step in as support specialists. They ensure the scam runs smoothly for the victim and earns approximately 10% of the profits. And lastly, we have the admins. Admins are the masterminds behind the operation. They package and sell the scam kits, provide the training, and offer valuable resources to new recruits. In maintaining the operation's efficiency and expanding its reach, they receive 20% share of the profits. ClassyScam's well-structured approach allows participants to focus on specific tasks, making it easier for individuals with varying skill levels to participate in fraudulent activities. This assembly line model ensures a steady income for all of those involved. So, how do we identify these scams? Firstly, the victim encounters an enticing ad for a product at a remarkably low price. Another one is that the victim makes a purchase and weeks later the product fails to arrive. Another instance is upon contacting the company, the victim is provided with excuses such as supply chain issues and is asked to provide a bank account for a refund. Funds are then withdrawn from the victim's bank account, leaving them deceived and financially compromised. ClassyScam relies on deception and operates within the semblance of legitimacy, making it challenging for victims to recognize the fraudulent nature of the transaction. So how do you protect yourselves from these scams? Well, the first way to avoid this type of scam is to avoid communication outside of the platform. Say a scammer wants you to go to Telegram or to Signal or some other platform, don't do it. Just stay on the main one. Be cautious of unusually low prices. Refrain from wiring money to sellers. Another one is use secure payment methods with fraud protection. And lastly, always scrutinize those URLs, especially if you receive them via messaging sites. And now for our vulnerability dispatch. A prominent manufacturer of network-attached storage devices has issued security advisories warning users of two critical command injection vulnerabilities affecting multiple versions of the QTS operating system and various applications. These vulnerabilities could potentially be exploited by remote attackers to execute commands via network connection. Now, let's delve into the details of this article and understand the vulnerabilities and the necessary fixes. For the first vulnerability, track the CVE-2023-23368. It carries a critical severity rating of a 9.8 out of 10. It represents a command injection flaw that allows remote attackers to execute commands through a network connection. Affected versions include QTS 5.0 and 4.5. The second vulnerability, identified as CVE-2023-23369, carries a slightly lower severity rating of a 9.0 out of 10, but it still poses a significant risk. Similar to the first vulnerability, it can be exploited remotely to execute commands, and the impacted QTS versions are 5.1, 4.3.6, 4.3.4, and 4.3.3. So, how do we apply these updates? To safeguard your QNAP NAS device, administrators can update the QTS or the QT cloud by logging in, navigating to the control panel, system, and firmware update. Click on Check Update under the Live Update download and install the latest version. Manual downloads of the update are also available on QNAP's website. Upgrading the multimedia console can be done by locating the installation on the App Center and clicking the Update button if a newer version is available. The process for updating the media streaming add-on is similar and can be found by searching the App Center. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. Last week, in our vulnerability dispatch section, we discussed two critical vulnerabilities. One was the Atlassian Confluence, and the other one was Apache ActiveMQ. These vulnerabilities were publicly disclosed and had the potential to pose significant risk to organizations. However, this week in our ransomware report section, we revisit these vulnerabilities because threat actors wasted no time in exploiting them. CVE-2023-22518, a vulnerability in Atlassian's Confluence, was identified as a critical issue with a CVSS score of 9.1 out of 10. It allowed unauthenticated attackers to compromise Confluence Data Center and Confluence Server. Despite Atlassian's prompt response and release of security updates, threat actors were quick to exploit this flaw. They began actively targeting and compromising Confluence installation, often deploying ransomware like Cerber in their attacks. Similarly, CVE-2023-46604, a critical vulnerability in Apache ActiveMQ, exposed servers to unauthenticated attackers who could execute arbitrary shell commands. Even though Apache released patches, threat actors had already been exploiting this vulnerability as a zero day for over 2 weeks before the fixes became available. This widespread exposure and rapid exploitation underscore the urgency for organizations to apply these security updates promptly. These incidents serve as a sobering reminder of how little time it takes for threat actors to weaponize vulnerabilities and use them against companies. It highlights the importance of proactive patching and robust cybersecurity measures to safeguard against such attacks. And as we wrap up another episode of the Daily Cyber Threat Intelligence Brief, remember to stay vigilant in the digital world, and may your firewalls be strong and your passwords even stronger. Until next time, stay safe, stay secure, and keep exploring the ever mysterious cyberspace. This is the Dark Web Detective signing off. Over and out.